Christ Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. We've got open arms and open lines at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Okay, so Estella Earth 4.
Yeah.
As he or she is known on eBay, has the trivia questions. Very simple one. I'm just itching to give away this $50. So I have a $25 gift certificate for Estella Earth 4 because she came up with a trivia question. And the first caller at 888-RADIO-30 who knows the answer to the trivia question will also win a $25 gift certificate. And by the way, you hear this? I have them with me right now.
What is that?
And all I have to do, the gift certificates, and all I have to do is put the number in and send it to them by email during a break, and they can have their shipping supplies within a few minutes.
Oh.
This is a good thing. So 888-RADIO-30, here is the trivia question.
Yeah.
Easy, easy, easy. What was the first item sold on eBay? 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Give us a call. First caller with the right answer gets that Bubble Fast gift certificate.
Yeah.
You can buy the stuff today. I'm going to send you the code to put in when you go on the site. I love to give away stuff.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding. Really?
Mm.
So, Griff, let me see what's here in our news here. Let me see. Oh, so Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders won this week's New Hampshire primary elections.
Yes.
So what conclusions can we draw from that? Well, David Levine's pen and ink caricature of the Donald recently sold for $1,500 in a live eBay auction. It received six votes or bids. Originally appeared in the New York Review of Books in 1988. Here's the item number, Griff. It is, are you ready?
No, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was rubbing my eyes. Go ahead.
Okay. It is item number 2014-9974-7742. Again, that's 2014-9974-7742. And so what is it now? Because I haven't gone there yet.
Wait, this is an old drawing, though.
Yes, it is. It originally appeared in the New York Review of Books in 1988.
Oh, yes, it looks like
it. And in the drawing, the Republican front runner appears to be wearing a diaper.
Wah. Yeah, so he's a known artist, David Levine. Or is it Levine?
I don't know.
Who knows? There's a joke. Do you know the joke?
I don't.
The young ingenue who goes to a Broadway audition, and the producer's in the house, and she gets up on the stage, and he says, "Next," and she comes out and hands her music to the piano player, and the piano player starts playing, and she starts singing. "You say tomato, and I say tomato. You say potato, and I say potato. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Let's call the whole thing off." And the guys, the producer and the director, look at each other and says, look at the sheet and say, thank you, Mrs. Levine. Thank you, Miss Levine. We'll call you. And she looks at them and with hands on her hips and says, "It's Levine," and storms off.
That's cute.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and I see some calls are coming in. Some people may know the answer to this. As I said, the first person who can answer the question, what was the first thing sold on eBay, gets the $25 gift certificate.
I think it's actually closer to say what's the first thing listed on eBay. So,
okay.
But we'll do both.
Yeah,
I mean, because it's a known story, so why?
What
was
the first item? Okay, yeah, same thing.
It did sell.
It did sell. So what the heck? Okay, so Mike from Cincinnati, Zippy 10. Hey, Mike, what's your question or comment?
Hey, I've got two things. One, I've got the answer, which I really wasn't planning on until I heard it while I was waiting to call in with my question.
That's okay. We'll take it.
Okay, the answer is a broken laser pointer.
Yay!
That's absolutely correct. And by the way, I have to tell you something because I just searched. Do you know that there is There is a user ID active on eBay that is broken laser pointer.
Really? How cute.
They're from Australia.
That's great. That's creative.
Yeah.
That means they have hope. Hope in their heart. Really?
Yes.
That's hope.
Yeah, it's true.
That broken laser pointer. So Estelle Earth 4 and Mike from Cincinnati are both going to get the $25 gift certificate today. And Estella and Mike, you both have to send me email right now at lee@voicemarketing.com. And if you do that on the next break, I promise you I will put in the code and send it right to you.
Okay.
So, Mike, congratulations for winning. Remember to send me that email. And what is your question?
My question has to do with product identifiers. And Griff already knows I sell in mostly vintage and antique collectibles. I have... Occasionally, there'll be a number on a piece that's vintage. I'll give you an example of Fire King ovenware.
Right.
On the box, it will have a number like 400/187 set.
Yeah, that's not anything we would use.
You wouldn't use it? Okay.
No, that's not what that, I was... Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I'd include it in my information, but not.
Well, no, you can include it. You can include it in your information, like in the title.
Right.
But that's not a product identifier that eBay's looking for.
Right. No, I knew that's what you were talking about, and I thought, well, will this or won't this? So I thought, why guess when I can ask?
Yeah. And you did. And we're so happy you did.
Well, me too. And I will send you an email momentarily, Lee.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mike. Thanks for playing. And I think it's important to remind people, so let's do that. Sorry, I get something in my throat. That a UPC code has 14 numbers. So if you're looking at a barcode with numbers underneath and you're entering it in and it's not being accepted, check. If it doesn't have 14 numbers and many, 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 many older codes or current codes, which are not UPCs, which are EANs, European article number, or even occasionally the JAN, which is the Japanese article number, they don't have 14 numbers. They don't have 14 separate numbers. If there's not 14 separate numbers, it's not a UPC code. You type does not apply. I have people that are spending hours on the phone arguing with people who may not know in customer support that... No, it's not going to get accepted. It's not a UPC code. So just type does not apply and move on to your next listing.
Okie dokie.
Artichokey.
Yeah, well, this is going to be, we're going to get a lot of questions over the next few weeks about this.
Yeah.
So, and we don't mind answering them because everybody, you know, wants to sell better and do better. And this is one way to do it. Okay, so we looked at Donald Trump's drawing. The pen and ink caricature of the Donald that sold for $1,500.
Yeah.
So here's another eBay item number I want you to look at.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to go
there as well.
Okay, what is it?
It is 2014. Oh, wait a minute.
Sounds familiar.
No kidding. Oh, well, it's a little different. Let's try it. Let's see if it's right. It's almost the same. 2014-9974. 7878. Let's see if that's the right one. And this would be...
Oh, it's a Bernie Sanders New Yorker cover.
Yeah.
And let's see what it says here. The New Yorker.
Do it like Bernie. Talk like Bernie.
I can't. He does that... he does that kind of Larry David Brooklyn Jewish accent that I can't do very well.
That was good.
Yeah. I love Larry David.
Ugh.
Did you watch that Saturday Night Live sketch?
Of course I did.
It was
missed it.
Burn Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I just loved it. He's so funny. That show, apparently Jeff Garland has been hinting that, you know, Larry does the show when he gets up to it, he feels, apparently. So I think he kind of hinted that Larry David was thinking about some new episodes. So I look forward to that. Yeah, it's cool. Look at that. And it's sold for $1,300 with four bids.
So it did sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I've been following Bernie since I lived in Vermont, and he was the mayor of Burlington.
Really?
Yeah, he became mayor in the early 80s and then was a congressman and now recently a senator. People are saying, oh, he has no experience. Excuse me. Excuse me?
And, you know, of course, there's the big controversy now over whether we want experience or not, you know.
I do.
I do, too. But
yeah. I love experience.
Some people are thinking now it's, you know, not
you
important.
We want amateurs in those positions. Yeah, because you'll go to an amateur dentist to get your teeth fixed, and you'll hire an amateur plumber to get your plumbing fixed. And like it or not, and it's by nature a messy business, politics, I prefer to have somebody who's good at it to have some amateur come in, have to spend 4 years just learning the ropes before he, you know, that's why, personally, I hate term limits. But if you don't like someone, vote them out.
Yay.
Problem solved.
I like that.
Yeah.
So
he's a professional politician. Yeah, thank God.
Okay, so I am just itching to give away two more of these gift certificates.
You got two?
I got some more. So I've given away the first two.
How do you give them away?
So we need another trivia question.
We need another one.
Send it, click on the Contact Us button on the eBay radio player. And give us the trivia question, and you're going to get $25, and so is the person who calls in and knows the correct answer.
Yeah.
So we've got a Contact Us email right now from Paula in Rowlett, Texas, known on Bling Blinky of Texas.
Oh, good. Okay.
We'll read that when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, less time shipping, more time selling. Honestly, Abe said you should call us, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
To shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced bulk. At bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 359.
As anyone who's ever been to one knows, there's nothing like a live eBay event. Vicki Connolly is known on eBay as Picture It Here, and she has this tip on how to prepare for a live eBay event.
Preparing by getting to know the fellow attendees that are going to come. Also, checking out the websites of the speakers that are going to be attending the event. Review their content. See if it's for you. You know, a lot of the speakers will have ways to connect with them through their social media sites, and so you could always reach out to the speakers also. And sometimes they even have their own Facebook groups and social media groups that are set up that you could connect with.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome. Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Be a sweetheart and dial us now at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Okay, so this is from Paula in Rowlett, Texas, known as Bling Blinky of Texas. Currently using the eBay Seller Hub Beta. Just wondering if it's up and running. I enjoy listing while I listen to the show and cannot list anything at all today. Hmm. Just wondering if there's a hiccup or something. Thanks, Griffin Lee.
Well, let me go there. Normally, if something like this happens site-wide, we know about it pretty quick, because that would be a business breaker.
She had the word hiccup in her thing, and you just hiccuped.
Yeah, it's subtle, I guess. So I'm on the Seller Hub. I'm going to create a listing. And
I know that was dumb, but no. I thought maybe...
It's working fine for me.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How dry I am, how wet I'll be if I don't find... something. Anyway, yeah, no, it seems to be working. If you have specific details, you can forward them to me at ebay.com, griff@ebay.com, and I'll send it to the Seller Hub team. You can also talk directly to the Seller Hub team. If you're on the Seller Hub page, there is a link for send us your feedback. You can contact them there. They read that email every minute, so... But it may just be something on your end, because let's say create a listing. I'm in there. I'm creating a listing. There it is. I started a listing. So
must be okay.
Yeah. There you go. Nope. Working.
Okay. So Helen from Oregon, Summer Toad said, trivia contest. First, I might not be eligible. Yeah, you're eligible. This is a different... This is not Griff's... you know, bag that he gives away every Tuesday.
Nah.
When not, I when we have
Griffey's
these,
got a new bag.
When we got a brand new bag. Always loved that. When you win any of the other contests or trivia, things like that, it's okay. There's no rules that you cannot have won in less than 6 months or something. Okay.
Right, right.
So this is a really good trivia question. All right.
All right.
And it's from Helen, again, from Oregon, and here is the trivia question. Oh, it's an excellent one. What was Griff's old store name? What was Griff's old
store name? Yeah, remind me. What was it?
I remember it.
Okay.
She's got it here, but I remembered it anyway.
Fantastic.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, and it's our double bubble. Oh, that's good. It's our double bubble contest.
Yes,
both the person who comes up with the trivia question and the person who wins gets the $25 gift certificate. And by the way, I already emailed Mike his. He could have his $25 worth of shipping supplies even as we speak.
Even as we speak? Wow.
So give me a call, 888-RADIO-30, if you know the answer to this question. What was Griff's old store name?
Yeah, help us out here.
So we can tell them your new store name. It's Griffville.
Griffville.
He had an old store
name. It's a destination.
What was... It is. I love that name.
Right. Take the last train to Griffville.
And, you know, I remember when you did it.
Yeah.
And you said something over the air, and I'm paraphrasing. But
what
you
did
said
I do?
Something like, I hope I'm doing the right thing here, but I kind of think it's kind of cute, but I'm not sure. And we all just oohed and aahed over it, of course, because it is a good idea.
Yeah.
Very creative.
Take the last train to Griffville, and I'll see you at the station.
Speaking of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
I have an item number for you.
Ah, you do not.
Yeah, you're going to like this. This is
I am?
This is
that's,
cute.
That's
this
what
cute.
They all say.
Very
okay,
cute.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it is item number 3219. Wouldn't it have been funny if it was another?
Yeah, whatever that was.
Okay, so it's 3219-9947.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in here myself. 3234. Again, that is 3219-9947, 3234. I knew you'd like that.
I hope this was a charity. Yes, it was. Okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because it's really silly.
It's the original listing. So it is a, a Steven Tyler Skittles portrait.
Yeah. Yep, there it is. It's a piece of art. It sold for $7,000 and change with 75 bids, but all of the proceeds went to Janie's Fund, which is a charity that Steven Tyler created.
Those little Skittles.
And made a little portrait.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I met Steven Tyler.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he like?
I played a gig with him.
You did?
I did.
Tell us.
It was 1970. I was in high school. I had a band. I was in a band in high school in North Andover, Massachusetts. And we used to play some Saturday nights at the community center in the old center, which was called the Barn, or the Barn, because it was an old converted barn. And one night the organizers had said, oh, you're doing a double bill tonight. It was just local kids that would come, and they would, you know, dance and rock out. Smoked dope in the back of the barn. And it was some band that was located, we were told, from Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. And they were called Aerosmith. We'd never heard of them. They weren't famous. And we played first, and then, you know, we chatted with them, and they seemed nice. And then they got on stage, and they were so friggin' loud.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But it was great, because he looked at him, and I said, you know what? He's going to be a star someday.
And you were absolutely right.
Yeah. He didn't need me to tell him that. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings. 888-723-463. We'll be back in our second hour right after this.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. When he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Ready to list that porcelain vase but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the Internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks, silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, militaria, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library. That vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.